All right, how's everybody doing today? Hope everybody's been having a good time. Hope the lunch is good. We are just going to do a brief overview of two of our newer courses, Web 50 and Games 50. So last semester, I actually helped TF for the Web 50 class, which is essentially picking up where CS 50 leaves off and kind of going like deep into web development. It essentially just lets students kind of build up their own websites from scratch, whereas at the latter end of CS 50, the staff provides kind of the foundations of the code and the students just add on to it or edit it somewhat. So Web 50 has them kind of just dive into it by themselves, and JavaScript in particular is really scary to students in CS 50, but in Web 50 they end up just working with it like really closely, just like Python. And they end up getting a really good grasp of it, in my opinion, from what I saw. And so the objectives are essentially just to dive into it, get into Python, JavaScript, and figure out how building a website might work. In terms of the class organization, we hit on a different topic each week, but we only have about four projects and then a final project, so it's not like we're doing a homework each week. It's just each week introduces a new topic and the projects build on all of these topics together. So as you can see on the list, we introduced students first to version control with GitHub. Then we actually hit the HTML and CSS pretty heavily, which is what we create the websites with. We introduced them to frameworks like Flask, to languages like SQL to work with databases. So each week incorporates something to build up from the week before, and where a student might, with the first project, just create kind of like a static page to introduce themselves or to create a page about one of their interests that's just very simple, like links, images, and stuff. The next week, we might do like logging in and logging out, supporting different users, that type of thing. And we kind of build up each week. So let me just walk you through the very quickly through some of the example projects. The first one is the homepage, which is a static page. In this example in particular, the student was really interested in marine life. So they had a page about whales and dolphins and sharks and all kinds of marine life where you say they had to incorporate images onto a website. They had to learn how to render information in a table, how to create a navigation bar at the top where if you click whales, you get to a different web page, which is linked to the home page, for example. And then when we move on to the next project, which is a book review site, you see, if you look at the top right corner, there's been a login and logout feature kind of implemented where I have to register with the website first. They have to securely store my password and that type of thing. And then they have to be able to search a really big database full of books and leave reviews, like Goodreads. They should be able to see reviews that other people have left. And it's really kind of like, at face value, it might seem a little overwhelming, but as you dive into it, the students start to realize that it's actually pretty manageable and it's really fun. And then if you're familiar with Slack, the next project is kind of like a chat-based application where this is just kind of like a dummy conversation that I had with myself for screenshot purposes. But you are able to create different channels and say maybe one channel is for work-related chit-chat, one is for just talking about the World Cup, if you want. And so you can create new channels. And when you write a message, someone on a different computer should be able to see it automatically, like without having to reload the page, and have kind of a real-time conversation that way. And then I really enjoyed this one. This is like implementing Domino's, for example. You should be able to see a pizza menu. You should be able to add items to your cart. You should be able to see your order history. You should be able to add up all the costs with the necessary math. And for this example in particular, the student implemented a nice little tidbit where you can leave an instruction with the menu that you, with the item that you select on your cart. So the students were able to implement kind of like these neat additional features, and that would be like boosting up like their design score, for example. And so they get really creative. And then for the final project, all types of submissions. So for resources for this class, we have the lecture videos, the slides, the sample code. If the students are feeling like the lecture's moving a little fast, they can rewatch it or they can play around with the code on their own time. We hold sections and office hours for students if they're struggling, specifically with the projects. So sections might look like a TF, like myself, leading a separate, like building off from the lecture and doing like a separate mini lecture type of thing, whereas office hours is just like If a student needs help with a particular question, I'm just there to answer questions. And with Slack, they can just message whenever, maybe not get a response right away, but they know that they're gonna like have a particular question that maybe they couldn't go to office hours. They can have it answered via just like a messaging app with the staff, which is really nice. And so this is the URL for Web 50. And it should be public, so if you're curious about it, you could peruse it for yourself and see like the lectures and stuff. And so that's Web 50. Moving on to Games 50, this is going to be actually the first summer that I'm working with this class. But from the lectures and what I've seen, it looks really interesting. Essentially, 3/4 of the class is talking about 2D game development. And so we're talking about games like Pong or Super Mario Bros., like the old school version. The last quarter of the class is 3D game development. And so we'll talk about the tools that we use for that a little bit more here, where for the first 3/4 of the class, we're using Love2D as a framework to create the games like Pong and Mario, for example. And then this goes hand in hand with a scripting language called Lua, which is similar in spirit to JavaScript. So students that have seen JavaScript might feel a little bit more comfortable once they start looking at Lua and games. And then for the 3D quarter of it, we're using Unity, which is really popular game dev game engine. And this goes hand in hand with C#, which is just minute details. But these are essentially Unity and Love2D, which are the core technologies of the class. So this is actually, unlike the Web 50 class, this goes week in, week out, in new topic and lecture and new project. So I have like slides with pictures of each of these, so I won't get too bogged down on this slide. But you'll see we have a different game each week, like Pong, Flappy Bird, Breakout, etc. And then we continue on each week, and each week introduces a new topic. Whereas in Pong, students might just be learning about how to render shapes to the screen. By the time they get to Angry Birds, they're looking at how to incorporate physics into the game, that type of thing. So this is an example, if unfamiliar with Pong. It's kind of like ice hockey on a screen virtually. And so there's a paddle on the right and on the left, and you can move them up with the arrow keys and with WASD on the other side. Flappy Bird, I'm pretty sure everybody is familiar with. So at this point, we're having students like incorporate images into the games, how to render like a bird or the pipes, et cetera, how to make the screen scroll infinitely. And then Breakout is a really important week because we introduce the students to kind of like an organizational aspect of coding that is not maybe so like hit upon in the first few weeks. Like you'll see by the nature of these different screens that these are kind of different states of the game. Where in the bottom left corner we have the actual gameplay, and the top we have like a high score screen, or we have selecting your paddle, and so these are different kind of states of your game. So it makes sense to kind of like organize your code where some files are implementing gameplay, some files are implementing like high scores, that type of thing. So we each week built upon the last and introduces new topics. This is a Match 3, a game similar to Candy Crush. And so we're introducing students to keeping a timer, to tweening, which is kind of like an animation feature where if you swap two tiles, they don't just automatically like swap. You see like the animation of them slowly swapping. Super Mario Bros. Of course, we can't use like actually Mario and stuff, so we have like a little alien running around, and instead of Goombas, we have little snails. This introduces students to rendering a tile map onto the screen. So some of the tiles, like the floor, is like opaque, and you can collide with it. But the gaps, you know, they're still tiles, but they're transparent, and students can, or like the player can go right through it and fall down. So each week we're building upon something new. Legend of Zelda, we start looking at games from the top down instead of side to side, and incorporate a few new features. And Angry Birds, like I said before, you can incorporate some physics. So it's really, really fun. Each week is a game. And so from what I've seen, it's really, really engaging. We have Pokemon as well, introducing like turn-based playing. Here we move into the 3D. So with a 3D helicopter game, we have like another like introduction, like a lot of like the basics for working with 3D gaming. Dreadhalls, it's a little bit difficult to see, but it's essentially just like a first person. You're in a maze, and there's a lot of fog, and it's kind of like really, really cool visuals. And Portal is just one of those first-person games where like you're holding an item, like a weapon or something, and you have to learn how to like render that on the screen properly. And there's just a lot of interesting stuff each week. This is the URL for the games. And before wrapping up, I just wanted to show a quick demonstration of, I think this is Pong. So you see that this is essentially like the type of thing that students are gonna be doing for their project. So we introduce this code in the lecture, and then for their projects, they're gonna be creating like additional features to add on. So you should be able to like move the paddles around and bounce the ball around. And if I don't hit it back, you score and stuff. Let's see, I was hoping to show also Zelda. And so here we have like a music track in the background. I can take damage. There's lives in the top left corner. I can defeat an enemy with my sword. I can't go through the doors without having pressed the tile that's a switch to open the doors. And so you can imagine that there's a lot of different, like, how do I render this transition, this new room where the tiles aren't the same, the enemies aren't the same. There's a lot that goes into each game, so each week builds upon the last, and it ends up being a really, really fun experience for the students. And that's basically games and web. I think right here we have a URL that's going to contain a feedback form. So just to let us know some feedback from today, and if there are any questions or anything, that was web and games.